Gary. Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase. This is episode number 5 of the podcast. I want to thank everybody who's been listening. Amazing. Just shocked at the number of people that are listening to the Blues, and I'm glad you're here. And it makes me feel good that even though it might be tough for us out here booking gigs, at least I know that there are people listening, and thank you. Tonight's show is going to be a special one. It's going to be Jimmy Pryor and Andy Coates are our guests. This will be the January 11, 2003 show of the Iowa Blues Showcase. It's a great show. Jimmy Pryor does his thing, and Andy Coates, for those of you who live on the East Coast of the U.S., you know about him. He plays in North Carolina. He's kind of a Piedmont blues guy, acoustic blues, and he does a great job. He lived in Des Moines briefly, and also think he was a recording artist on Jay Taylor's Chili Head Records. And Jay Taylor was the guy who engineered our shows, and a great guy. And, you know, we wouldn't have these things if it wasn't for Jay. Jay did a great job of preserving our shows. So anyway, without further ado, let's get into it. This is Iowa Blues Showcase.
With Frank on my left, Tom on my right, folks, the Iowa Blues Showcase.
Thank you. Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase. My name is Tom Garrett. Today's guest, we have Mr. Jimmy Pryor, Mr. Andy Coates, Mr. Dennis Kane, and the amazing Mr. Steve George. Thank you very much. Remember to clap really, really loud so that you can be on the radio, because that's what we like. Audience participation.
Yes.
How you doing, Frank?
Doing good. How
you
doing,
Tom? Fine. Gosh, fine. You're excited today.
I am excited. It's great to be back. Wow. You know, this is unusual for us to actually be asked back someplace. Okay. So what's going on, Tommy?
Well, you know, not a whole lot. It's nice to be up here in Ankeny, Iowa, up here in the middle of the prairies, the heartland of America. Thank you very much, Jono Smith. Or was that you, Frank? Oh, that was Jono. It sounded like a Jono routine back there. And the nice thing about this is we're here at DMAC Building 5 at the Starry Nights Coffee House. Let's give it up for Chuck.
Yeah!
That's right. So anyway, we're in here, and we also need to give a big thanks to Jay Taylor of Chili Head Records. The man engineering the sound. So anyway, and then Frank, you were telling me the other day you were trying to sell the winter CD. How much are you selling that for?
Well, I sell it based on, you know, we do a needs analysis, you know, whatever the situation is. Somebody's got some extra money, I'd take whatever. It was given to me, so I...
Is there, like, paperwork involved in this?
Yeah, it's a bureaucratic kind of thing, see? I'm using my work skills to do this.
Okay.
So, actually, I think it is still available, though. The winter CD is available, I think, most places, mostly from you, for like $5.
Well, actually, I'm out of them. I gave my last one away.
Okay. So I guess maybe it's a
limited
edition.
Jay might want... Do you want to sell them, Jay?
Subscription service.
Well, you what, if you're interested, why don't you... can we have them email... Why don't you email us at the website? And if you want to know where the website is, right there on the Iowa Tribune, Blues Tribune thing there. And it'll give you the website address. It's Iowa Blues. It's a Yahoo group. And just leave a message on there, and Jay will pick that up and work something out for you. How much we, what, 10? 5? 10? 10.
I think he said 10.
20.
Do I hear 20?
20. You hear 20 in the back.
Now, what do you give me for it?
Yeah,
that's it. That's it. We have a... That's right. That's our first and maybe our last. We're not sure. So
yeah, that works for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Frank.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So is any
hey, this is Elvis's birthday. You know that? This is this weekend. You know, I mean, he's. Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
Elvis.
Yeah.
You know, Frank.
He won't be on the show though tonight because, he left the.
He left the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You know, I'm glad I didn't know that ahead of time because I actually know Elvis, and he didn't die. He hangs out on Fifth Street at the old Vets bar down there on Fifth.
No,
West
he's at the
Des
Moines. Mall. There, he's no, always
no,
at
I'm
the mall.
Serious. I know this. I know this guy. I've known him for. He's actually sang in our jam sessions and stuff. I mean, and trust me, you're glad he's not here. Because you know he's not the young, you know, swank guy anymore, although he's lost a lot of weight, but he actually tips it back a lot now, so
it's all behind him now.
Yeah.
I'm with you. All right.
So it's a good thing he's not here. You wouldn't enjoy Elvis. I'm just sorry to disappoint you there. You know all our idols go south eventually. Don't you know? Well, anyway, it's time for our first guest. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to introduce you, and those of you who have been around a long, long time already know this guy. He's been playing the blues since 1960, and the funny story to this is I was talking to Mel Harper, one of the legendary bar owners in this town, and Mel was trying to find a guy to replace, I believe the guy's name was Eddie Eugene, and he was a blues guitar player, and he was leaving town, and he needed a blues guy for a couple weeks. And he called up a booking agent in Detroit and said, hey, I want some guy to come in and play the blues at my club for a couple weeks. And they said, well, we got just the guy. And they sent Mr. Jimmy Pryor all the way down from Detroit, Michigan to Des Moines to play for 2 weeks. And ladies and gentlemen, he stayed for 43 years. Ladies and gentlemen, the Midnight Cowboy, Mr. Jimmy Pryor.
Get your kicks on Route 66. 66 when it winds from Chicago to L.A. That's more than 2,000 miles far away. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri. Oklahoma City is mighty pretty. You see Amarillo, Gallup, up New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, Des Moines, Iowa. Look out, Agnew. You see a plan to move to west. Just travel my way. That's that highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. What's the bad now? I want some money.
That's what I want.
Bring me that money.
That's what I
them
want.
Them long green greens. Baby, that's what I want. I love you, baby, and this is true. I'll take a stick and beat the hell out of you. I want money.
That's what I want.
Bring me that money.
That's what
them
I want.
Old dead presidents. Baby, that's what I want. Get me some money now and get it fast. Don't have to kick you in your money. Bring me that money. Baby, that's what I want. Oh, lot of money, baby. Hey, that's what I want. Take one, Tom, look. Thank you. to Kansas City, baby, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City, baby, here I come. They got them crazy little women, I'm gonna grab me one. I'll be standing on a corner, 12th Street and Vine. I might be on that next corner, 18th and Vine, with my Kansas City baby, the Joe. Oh, Kansas City wife. Well, I might take a plane, I might take a truck. If I don't get there, I don't give up. Kansas City, I'm gonna see my baby just one more time. They got that crazy way of loving. I'm gonna get me some. Then I'm going to Louisiana. I'm gonna bring back a mojo hat. I'm going to Louisiana. Bring back a mojo hand. I'm gonna fix my woman. She won't want no other man. I got my mojo working. I've got my mojo working. Got my mojo working now. That mojo is working. I've got my mojo working and it just won't work on you. Still working. That mojo working. I've got my mojo working. And just won't work on you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey. Do another one. Yeah, do another one. Yeah, you got another one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a deep subject. Well, somebody might have a blues tone. Take them in F here, you know, slow and easy.
You want an F, huh?
Yeah, kind of greasy and easy.
Give me an F over there, somebody.
Yeah. You count it all?
Ah, oh, man.
Play the blues like you never played it before.
All right. There we go.
One time. Get the feeling. If you ever had the blues, you'll know what we're talking about up here. Every day and twice on Sunday. Been mistreated, you know just what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. If you ever been mistreated, you gotta know just what I'm talking about. When you work 5 long years for one woman, and she had a nerve to put you out. I work man, I started still like a slave. 5 long years every Friday. I went running home all my pain. I've been this treated. You gotta know just what I'm talking about. You know, fellas, what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. When you work 5 long years for one woman, and she had the nerve to put you out. Watch these guys playing blues for you now. Watch them. Show with a little B.B. King right here. Always thought a lot of that fella. Which one of them I wanted to do. To see you go. So long, baby. Oh, how I hate to see you go. Cause the way that I'm gonna miss you, guess you never know. We've been together so long to have to separate this way. We've been together so long have to separate this way. I'm gonna let you go head on, baby. Maybe you'll come back home someday. Tough times, tough times. And many people don't know what to do. Tough times, tough times. And many people don't know what to do. I think I'll talk to the president right here. Well, then times don't get no better, Mr. President. We're gonna have to move in the White House with you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Jay Pryor, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you just stay right there for a second. We want to talk to you now. Yeah. Well, I don't know if Mr. Bush should let us move into the White House there, Jimmy. I don't think we're the right political.
Well, I've seen a minute presidents go and come and go.
Yeah, you have. You've seen a few, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're glad you're here. And
thank you, Tom.
At this point, we always like to do a little interview and talk to you.
All right.
I was just reminding people before you came up about how you came to Des Moines. And I remember one time you told me that you met T-Bone Walker down at the Billiken.
Yeah.
And what kind of guy was he? Did you get a chance?
He's fabulous. He was fabulous.
Nice guy?
One of the best guitars that I've known. Yeah, he's a very nice dude.
And we're not talking about the T-Bone that floats around here today. We're talking about T-Bone Walker. That's right.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is that you told me he was more interested in playing craps than playing blues or something, or?
That's the man put out Stormy Monday.
Yes, he did.
TB.
Yes, he did. Stormy Monday. That's T-Bone, right.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And so you came back into music here, what was it, in 1999?
Just a little bit before then.
Yeah?
Oh, about a couple years back, 97 or so.
And we're glad that you came back. And right now we can hear you playing with Fat Tuesday?
Fat Tuesday and Tom Gary.
Oh, thank you. And where's Fat Tuesday playing next? Do you know?
Got so many places I leave that all to my secretary, you know.
I understand. That's the smart thing to do.
Yeah, my brain doesn't work good no more, you know.
Yeah. Well, hey, and if people want to catch you Fat Tuesday, all they do is look it up on the internet or in the newspapers.
Internet.
And normally you're at Blues on Grand on Tuesday or Thursday?
Wednesday,
or
a couple of months. Wednesday, twice a month.
Twice a month, okay.
Yeah. Mm.
So we'll look forward to seeing you there. And do you got one more tune that you want to do?
I might as well.
Okay, which tune is that?
Just Old Louis Jordan Shovel. Oh, no.
No? Oh, you were going to let us off, weren't you?
Yeah.
No, we're not.
I'll do a fast domino right here.
Oh, I knew it.
With a
C.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill, that's where I first met you. The moon stood still on Blueberry Hill and lingered until too fast. My dream come true, it's too fast. Slow it down, the wind and the willow play love's sweet melody. All of them little vows that we miss would ever to be. Now we are apart, but you thought of me still, for you were my thrill on Blueberry Hill. Ah! of them little vows that we made was ever to be. Now we are apart, but you thought of me still, for you were my thrill.
Ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Jim. All righty. We'll be right back after this brief, short intermission. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our second guest of the evening is a Chili Head recording artist. You're not a Chili Head recording artist.
No, I'm an Andy Coates music recording artist, actually.
Okay, well, I guess I'm wrong, but you recorded with Chili Head.
No.
You have no association with Chili Head whatsoever.
I know Jay.
He knows Jay. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the acoustic blues man, Andy Coates.
All right.
My pony, hitch up my fine mare. Saddle up my pony, hitch up my fine mare. I'm gonna find the rider, baby, in this world somewhere. Both stocking feet. Long curly mane, right up in the saddle, tighten up my little rein.
Tighten up.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Slow things down here a little bit with an original that I'm planning on putting on my next CD coming out. Writing blues songs is kind of a hard thing to do. Certain ways, because there have been so many great songs written over time, I guess, and folks nowadays, I guess, tend not to have, well, we tend to have certain things in common with the old masters of the past, but a lot of things have changed since the 1920s, 1930s, where I take a lot of inspiration from, and even through the 40s and the 50s. But this next song is a song I tried to write in thinking about how hard it must have been for those folks who came out of the Mississippi Delta area and made the big trip north to Chicago. Folks like Muddy Waters and other people. And actually found out that there was a play going on out in Hollywood that had kind of a Mississippi Delta blues theme to it. And without really knowing a whole lot about the play, I came up with this song. It's called No House, No Home. Get a little bit more reverb on the vocals, Jay. It's a mile road from Natchez to Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, well. They walk along the highway, ragged as can be. Folk ain't got no pony, folk ain't got no mule, oh well. They can't support their children, can't send them to school, oh well. Stone, no house, no home. Now Jesus built a house of stone, built a house of wood, oh well. And folk like this in cardboard shacks, wishing that they could have it. Somewhere better, find themselves a boat, oh well. But waiting there to greet them, city hard as bone, oh well. No bridge, no stone, no house, no home. No bread, no stone, no house, no home.
Andy Coates, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks a lot.
Well, Andy, welcome to the show again.
Thanks, Tom.
We've kind of changed since the last time you've been here. We were at the historical building, and now we're at the much more user-friendly Starry Nights Coffee House.
Yeah, it's a great venue.
And,
glad to be here.
Now, you were telling me before the show that you've got something coming up big here? Or?
Yeah, I'm doing a live radio show on KUNI, which is a national public radio affiliate. It's 101.7 in Des Moines, and they've got this great weekly live radio performance that they've had going on, I think, since like the late 70s or so. Greg Brown was one of the first people to do it. And
you just, know, Frank was on that show once.
That's right.
And
that's
they won't
right.
let him back.
Yeah, I was... Yeah, actually, I was on last fall as part of a fundraiser, and so they asked me back. So I guess that's a pretty good thing.
Well, huh? Yeah, that is. They actually have a ban on Frank. You know, they put out a restraining order and said he can't get within 50 feet of the studio.
I hadn't heard about that, but yeah. I'll see what I can do when I'm up there next week.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can straighten that out because Frank's a good guy. We like Frank a lot. And then you got CDs for sale, or?
Yeah, I sure do. I've got one CD out that I put out about a couple years ago, and it's called Haiku Rainfall, and it's a collection of solo blues songs and kind of ensemble songs with acoustic guitar. Most of them are acoustic based, and got some lead work that I did on there, some percussion stuff like that, and it's got 12 songs on it, 9 of them original, and 3 covers. There's a Robert Johnson tune, a Fred McDowell tune, and a tune by Corey Harris,
who's cool.
A younger guy, but yeah, really excellent, yeah.
Good stuff. All right. And hopefully we can have you back again. I think we got you a couple more times before we're out.
Yeah, yeah, looking
and,
forward to it.
And we're hoping that this will get on the radio, so maybe you'll be on the radio with this too.
Hey, that'd be great.
All right, so you got another song for us there?
Yeah, yeah, I got one more song. I was talking to Big Daddy Dennis Kane before the show today, and we were talking about Robert Johnson. Robert Johnson's been a huge influence for me, and mm-hmm. This next song was written by him. Later made famous by the great Elmore James.
All right.
It's called Dust My Broom.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Andy Coates.
Thank you.
Get up in the morning,
Hey, I believe I lost my broom. So that man that you've been loving, girlfriend can get my room.
Andy Coates.
Thank
you.
We're
right back after this brief, important message.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That was the first hour of the Iowa Blues Showcase. I want to thank our first hour guests, Mr. Jimmy Pryor and Mr. Andy Coates. And we'll be right back, so don't go nowhere.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Iowa Blues Showcase. Yeah, that was a pretty good show. And I did screw something up at the beginning. I said Andy Coates was a Chili Head record, and I knew that wasn't true. And sure enough, it came back in the show. So that's reason enough that you should listen to the whole show, no matter how many times you've listened to it, because you're probably going to screw it up. But anyway, thanks for listening. Next week's guest will be Big Daddy Dennis Cave and Steve George. So you're going to love that show. Come on back, and I will again updates. Check out the Blues Army of Des Moines page as well as bluesman2001.blogspot.com. That's the Blues Historian blogger, which is where you can find our podcasts. And if you're listening to this, you've obviously found all that stuff already. So definitely keep up with us there, and we'll let you know what's going on. And if you want to be part of our show, email me at bluesman2001@hotmail.com. Thank you very much, and good night.